This is NPR.
And good morning, everybody. Reports from Iraq say at least 36 people have died in separate bombings. Three car bombs went off in succession today in the southern Iraqi city of Amara. One hospital official says at least 100 people have been hurt. Nobody's claimed responsibility for these bombings. Amara is about 200 miles southeast of Baghdad. Iraqi troops took over security responsibility from the city from British troops last April. The death toll from yesterday's bombings in Algiers has now reached at least 30 people. The United Nations says it believes one of the bombs was aimed at its offices dealing with refugees. An Al-Qaeda splinter group has claimed responsibility. As many as 11 UN workers may be among the dead. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon wants an immediate review of UN security in Algeria and in other countries as well. Since 2003, you'll remember, 22 people died in a bombing in Baghdad, and that included the UN's top diplomat to Iraq, Sergio Vieira de Mello. One of Lebanon's top army generals has been murdered. Lebanese Brigadier General Francois Hajj was killed today in a suspected car bombing along with his bodyguard. Reporter Zeina Karam says Hajj's death is untimely because he was seen as a possible contender for Lebanon's presidency.
Lebanon has been without a president for 2 weeks, and basically this is seen as an attack against the army, which is one of the forces that can hold the country together at this time.
Lebanese political leaders have delayed a presidential vote 8 times. They're trying to come up with a compromise presidential candidate. The powerful winter storm that has cut power to tens of thousands of Midwesterners is now lumbering toward New England. Ice now cakes power lines and roads in several states, including Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma. Andrea Chancellor is a spokeswoman for Public Service Company of Oklahoma. She's saying thousands of Oklahomans don't have power, and it could be days or longer before they see it again.
In many situations, individual homes and businesses will need some repairs before we can provide service. The electric lines have actually been ripped away from the side of the structure, and they will need to have an electrician come and do some repairs before we can actually provide power.
At least 24 people have died because of the bad weather. The National Weather Service is warning a new weather system could pour a wintry mix on the Midwest and lay new ice on top of what's already there. Regions farther north could see less trouble. Forecasters are predicting only rain is going to fall. And the coach of football's Atlanta Falcons quit his job and instantly turned up as the new head coach of collegiate team, the Arkansas Razorbacks. Bobby Petrino left college football in January to take over a team in Atlanta featuring star quarterback Michael Vick. On Monday, Vick was sentenced to nearly 2 years in jail on federal dogfighting charges. The Falcons lost their 10th game of the season, and Petrino quit his job in the middle of the season. He's to succeed Houston Nutt in Arkansas. Nutt's moved to take coaching duties at Mississippi. Remember, the news is always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Luke, back to you.
If there was ever a human being born to coach college football in the South, I think it would have to be Houston Nutt.
That's a great name.
That is. Thank you, Corva.
Houston Nutt. You're welcome.